All right. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. We got a lot to cover today, so we'll go ahead and get started. I hope everyone's having a great day so far, and we'll just move on forward. All right. Rules of the road. Share your successes. Please mute when you're not sharing. Ask for help, tips, advice, contribute to the conversation, and suggest topics for discussion. How do you log into your private portal for Mastermind? All the things that we do here in Mastermind, all of the videos, all of the documents, all of the handouts, everything that we do is in the Mastermind portal. So you're going to log into www.homecaremarketingmastermind.com. Make sure you put the W's in there. Use your email as your username address, as your username to get in, and then password is whatever we sent you. If you don't remember what it is, just do the forgot your password feature. It's very quick, very easy. I think we have some new people today too. So if you have any trouble getting in there, just let us know and we will help you. So today for St. Patrick's Day, we are going to cover a few things, all caregiver related this time. A lot of times we're talking about how to get the clients and how to get the referrals and all that good stuff. Today, we're going to talk about caregivers because without our caregivers, we really don't have business. So today we're going to talk about what motivates caregivers, and it may surprise you. It surprised me a little bit. How to increase caregiver job satisfaction, caregiver retention strategies, and we're going to review the April and May marketing stuff. So if you weren't here last week or 2 weeks ago, you'll get to see those things as well. And again, they will be available to you to edit and make them your own. Okay, so what motivates caregivers? We recently looked at a survey. If you look down here on the bottom, from HHA Exchange. It's all about caregiver retention, caregiver job satisfaction. They surveyed over 14,000 caregivers between November and December of 2022. And so any of these stats, percentages that we talk about today came from that survey. The survey link is at the bottom of the slides. So you guys can go and check it out yourself down the road if you want to. So what we found out is 80% of caregivers are motivated by their clients' health and well-being. And I guess that shouldn't really surprise me, but you know, you hear so much of, well, the other company is going to pay me more, or I can get 40 hours down the road. And you hear all of that and you start to think that that's not their motivation, that it wouldn't be their clients' health and well-being. But this survey found that that is their motivation. So that's wonderful. That's amazing, because that's in line with your motivation as a home care owner, right? We want our clients to be healthy and happy. And so this is wonderful news. 67% of caregivers said they would spend an extra 3 to 5 minutes recording client observations into a mobile app if they knew it would improve their client's care. So that's also great. They're willing to stick around a little bit and update, you know, the client information. Maybe the client ate a little bit extra today, or the client didn't eat today. And that information then goes back to you guys, and you can alert the adult children if there's an issue. And if things are going well, that's also good. The adult children like to hear that as well. So I thought this was very exciting news from the survey. So what does this mean? What can we, you know, what conclusions can we draw from this? The right caregivers really care about their clients. That's great to know. That's wonderful. And the right caregivers aren't in this for the money. So, you know, I know it can be hard to pay them more. You know, if you have some private pay clients, it makes it a little bit easier, but it can be hard to pay them sometimes what they think that they, you know, what they would like to get paid. So it's good to know that the right caregivers, the ones that care about their clients' health and well-being, aren't in this for the money. The right caregivers will do more for their clients and will go the extra mile for them. And the right caregivers want to be impactful in their clients' lives and on their health. So this is great news, really, really great news. So how can we take this and do something with it? If we know that 80% of caregivers are motivated by their clients' health and well-being, how do we attract those caregivers? Those are the ones we want to hire, right? They're the ones that we want to have helping our clients. So it starts with the caregiver ad, the headlines. If we know that they're motivated by their clients' health and well-being, let's kind of talk about that in the headline. Let's pull at their heartstrings. Let's grab those caregivers. Those are the caregivers we want to apply to our jobs. So I've talked about caregiver ads before. You want the headline to say caregiver, no S, because it's alphabetized lots of times, and that's going to pull you down in the list of caregiver ads. You can help a senior stay in their home. that pulls at their heartstrings. That pulls at that, you know, I want to help people. I want their well-being. I want to be a part of that. I want to impact their life. Caregiver, the career that makes the biggest difference. So a part of making caregivers feel like this is important work is elevating the position. Where I worked, we always called it a career. We tried to paint a career path for them, and we elevated the position. We even had to change our language in the office a little bit, because sometimes I don't want to say that people look down at the caregivers. I mean, a lot of them, they do some crazy things sometimes. And so it just kind of, the office staff starts to think, oh, the caregivers are up to something again, right? It's just this feel that they have. So we started to elevate and change the way we talked. You know, it was like, you have the opportunity, wish I had the opportunity to be out in the field and making a difference in people's lives. We started to elevate the position and talk about the privilege that they had to be with a senior and to make a difference in their life. And that changed the whole feel of the position in the office. It changed the way we talked about it to each other. It changed the way we talked about it during interviews, during orientation. It was very impactful, made a big difference, because they want to feel like they're doing something important. And they are doing something important. So elevating the position is going to help a lot with that. Another, you know, headline could be, caregiver, a senior near you needs your help. Caregiver, your assistance can be life-changing. These things are going to grab at the heartstring of the right caregivers, the ones that are caring about their clients and wanting to make an impact in their life. So when you're in conversation with applicants, continue to call it a career. Stress the importance of their role in their client's life. Do we have any chats or any? I see some lit up, but maybe it's just like Happy St. Patty's Day and stuff like that.
It's hello and Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, so moving on, as we were continuing to look at the survey, 78% of caregivers say the relationships they form with their clients increase their job satisfaction. Again, great. This is great news. So how can we increase their job satisfaction? We need to help them to form strong relationships with their clients. How do you do that? You provide consistent hours with the same clients. Prep them completely for a new client. You know, talk to them about the living situation. Talk to them about the client's health. Something that caregivers really dislike is to go into a home and not feel prepared. You know, if maybe they walk in, I mean, we go out, right? We sign the client up. We see the home first. If they have 8 cats, that's something you need to let the caregiver know before they go there. So prepping them, getting them ready for the client and making sure they know everything they need to know to be successful in this role is going to be really important. So find out as much as you can during the assessment about the client. What's their mobility status? What's their, you know, their mental status? All of those things are going to matter. They don't want to walk in and be surprised and not be able to handle the situation. Something else that we did at where I worked is we found that caregivers, it's an awkward situation, right? They go into the home, they're just meeting this person, and now they're somewhat in charge. It's a very, you know, it could be a very awkward situation for someone to walk into. And so we thought it would be great to help them start to forge this relationship. And some people just don't have that tool. Some people just don't feel comfortable with the, where did you live? You know, all of that, like getting to know them. We wanted to help set the stage for this. So we created this form, Getting to Know Your Client. And so we hand it to them, you know, at orientation, we tell them to keep it with them and that they can use this when they're with their client. So we have a little bit of guidelines up here at the top because, you know, you just want to make sure you're coaching them in the right direction. So when there is some quiet time, start to ask your client these questions. Don't force them to do this exercise with you. We don't want them to think this is mandatory. It's absolutely not mandatory. It's just to help them forge a relationship with them. Not all clients will be open to this, but most will be more than happy to answer your questions. Remember, you're there to make their life better. You can share some things about you with them. Just make sure what you share with them is positive. I've had caregivers overshare. Probably all of you have had caregivers overshare. Overshare some of the bad things. And then the client starts to worry about them. And so instead of this service helping them and making a positive impact on their life, instead of that happening, the client is now worried about the caregiver. We don't want that to happen. So we had to kind of at least state that here so that the caregivers were on the right page. So not all questions will apply to all clients. These are conversation starters to help you build a relationship with your client. As a rule, it is best not to discuss religion or politics with your client. Be sure to ask a follow-up question after they answer you. So these are just, I think there's 25 questions, icebreaker questions, getting to know you questions, you know, where were you born? Do you have any brothers or sisters? Where did you go to school? Did you like school? Are you married? Just some very general questions. This really, we had caregivers tell us, this really helped them to feel at ease with their client, because it is awkward to just walk in and say, okay, let's get in the shower, right? They're there for bathing assistance. It's awkward. You don't know the person yet. So if it feels weird, it feels awkward, this is a great way to get started, get them to connect and forge that relationship. So you will have access to this document. Of course, you can make as many changes as you want to it. Maybe even add the office number on here. So if they have questions from the document, they can call you. Okay, so that form certainly will help with the relationship. It will help them to connect. It will help the client feel good about this. As we know, seniors are typically resistant to care, right? They are. This is weird. I don't want a stranger in my house telling me what to do. This will help kind of just settle all of that and get everybody on the same page. Okay. Next, we have caregiver retention strategies. So this is the same survey, and it's a different link now because we're talking about retention. So there is a link there at the bottom. So caregiver retention is one of the top challenges in home care. According to the Home Care Association of America, caregiver turnover is at a whopping 62.5%. That is so, so high. So what can we do? You know, the hiring and recruiting is a lot, right? I mean, many of you are probably feeling that. It's a lot to keep continuing to hire and continuing to hire. If you can, I've always explained it like I have a bucket of caregivers, right? There's a bucket of caregivers and there's a hole at the bottom of the bucket and they're just falling out of the bottom. It just feels like, oh my goodness, we're just rotating through all of these people and it's expensive. You can take that bucket, shrink the hole a little bit. You're still going to have some trickle out, but closing that hole on the bottom is going to help. Your recruiting strategy or your recruiting won't be so hard. It won't be so difficult. It won't be like, oh my gosh, if we don't hire four caregivers this week, we're dead in the water. It doesn't have to feel like that if you can retain and start retaining. And the turnover is a whopping 62.5%. Everybody needs help with this. So let's dive in and create a position for your company to become the employer of choice for caregivers. We're going to focus on these things. One is employee referrals, two, a culture of recognition, and three, rewarding caregiver loyalty and longevity. So the three R's, right? Referrals, recognition, reward equals retention. So what does all of that look like? So 88% of employers rated employee referrals above all sources for quality new hires. Employee referrals are four times more likely to be hired than non-referrals, and employee referrals have been proven to stay 70% longer. So your current caregivers, especially the really good ones, the ones you really, really like-minded people hang out with each other, right? And so if they're a really good caregiver, there's a good chance their friends could be really good caregivers. So employee referrals are the top source for high quality long-term hires. So how do we get them? You can roll out an employee referral program. You're going to set parameters, maybe set up a bonus structure. You communicate this referral program to the staff and to all of your caregivers via text or email, in staff newsletters, in caregiver newsletters, in meetings or trainings. You're going to show the importance of the program. Keep it going. Remind the caregivers that you have this program. Text them, let them know about the bonus and continue to remind them. You also want to have something to give them. So I'm going to turn this over to Valerie. And Valerie, I'll do all the clicking for you. But this is something that she's created and she's going to explain to you.
Okay. So yeah, this is a lot on this page, but I wanted to show you some examples of business card size things that you can give to your caregivers and they can hand it to a friend. So at the very top here, we're going to start with that share ABC Home Care, earn a bonus. Now I've seen some other, some more than just a bonus. So it says refer friends and family and neighbors to work for ABC Home Care. You both can get a referral bonus up to $250. Now, of course you have to change the text and change your bonus and all that stuff. And then there's a call now to get started. at the bottom of this. And then there's a QR code. Now, you did not have to put the QR code on there, but what that does is it takes, if the person goes to that QR code or scans it with their phone, it'll take them to a page on your website that specifically talks about your caregiver referral program, all the ins and outs, what it means, who qualifies, what happens when somebody does sign up. So it gives them more details than this little business card could give them if they want to read more. And then the next piece over is just the little, you know, call. This is the back or whatever. Call us now to get started. Again, they can call right away and get on your list for an interview. And then who referred you? Caregiver name. You definitely want to get that, obviously, so you can reward the caregiver. The third piece there. So that's the front and back of a business card, those two. And the third piece is really just instructions on how to create a custom QR code. It's pretty easy. It's pretty fast. And it's pretty much free these days. And all it is when your phone scans that QR code, now on an iPhone, what it will say is go to this link in Chrome or Safari. And I just use my picture, you know, it looks like I'm going to take a picture of it. And then it automatically, this little word shows up. It says open in Safari or open in Chrome. And I click on that with my finger and it takes me to the website. So it's all doable by phone. And that little thing there is just how to create a QR code. So there is a design in Canva. This is the way we are doing this is, first of all, it's a template that I created. So now you can use this template and you can change the colors, you can change the words, the name. So click on use template. And now you have to have a Canva account to do this. So what you need to do is go to canva.com and create a free account. You may have to upgrade. I'm not really sure, but I think you can do it for free. And here it is. So if you click on the light purple, well, you are on the light purple. So show them how up there in the top, you can change the color of that. You can make it, you know, green, you can make it yellow, see how she did that. So you can make this your colors. You do not have to stick with what I put in there. I realize it's a little crazy. So, but anyway, it's just, and if you scroll down a little bit, you should see the back, no, on the, on the image. Is there, okay, there it is. You have to change the page. So now that's the back of the business card. And you can change that, of course. And then the third piece right there, that's the instructions on the QR code. Now, if you want to send this off to a printer, which Canva will actually print these for you and ship them to you. If you want to do that, you want to remove that third piece, that third card. You just want to delete it. If you right click on that, can you delete that? Yeah, I think, I don't know. It doesn't really
say. Oh, yeah, you can right here.
Okay. So, yeah. So anyway, there are ways to do this inside of Canva that you can create your own. And if you don't like this one, you can go to canva.com and you see on the left-hand side, there are a million templates for business cards right underneath right. You're already on it. You don't have to go back. I don't know how you go back.
Oh no.
But anyway, if you go to canva.com and you, look for business card templates. There's a million of them in there and you can just copy off our words.
Oh, right here. Business card templates right here.
Yeah. You can just do that. You can just do that on your own. So anyway, and you can also do this inside of PicMonkey, which is another one, PicMonkey. They have some good ones. So you can use that. See, I use that first one right there where it says Michelle Sky. I use that template right there. I just made it into one that, you know, we could use you can use any colors. You can do anything you want and just copy off of our, and you do not have to use a QR code. You can put your website address there. You can put nothing there. You can just leave it blank and make the words bigger, whatever you want. All right. So let's go back to the slides there. Okay. So underneath that, I just put a few other examples. So there's refer a friend, get $500. There's a couple of places on that blue card. It's not a very good picture, but it shows you just, you know, name of each person or whatever, and then some basic information. The other three on there are more like page there. You can make them into business cards, but you can't read the text very well, the small print. But these are more like a 8x10 flyer or poster, or, you know, you can make these into anything. So I just wanted you to see that there are other companies out there doing this, and kind of, you know, what they use to help their caregivers or their employees realize the value of referring a friend.
Do you want me to go to this link?
Yeah. Now, I just found this randomly. This is not our client. This is not something you should go copy off of, but I wanted to show you what other home care agencies are doing. So if you scroll down a little bit, this is their caregiver referral program. It says, so their name is Love something. I don't see it now, but Love Right Care. So share love. So that's kind of in their name, to earn and win. And then they have program eligibility subject to terms and conditions. So what you do is if you're currently a registered, now in this case, it looks like they're a registry out of San Diego, but if they're a current caregiver and someone signs up to work for them, then hold on, let me admit this person and admit this person. Then they can get up to 360, and they have a tier. So if you scroll down a little bit, this is what the page looks like on their website. All the terms and conditions: earn as much as 360 per referral. Keep going down. And it shows you what happens. If that person works 30 days, you get a $40 gas card. Or see, countdown begins when the candidates become eligible to work with client referrals. Plus, after they work 30 days, you'll be entered into an exclusive prize raffle. So it doesn't mean you get the $40 gas card. It means you're entered into a raffle. So if there's only two employee referrals that month, then you might have a pretty good chance of getting that $40 gas card. So you can make this as complicated or uncomplicated as you want. But the longer they stay, the bigger the prize. I would say paying them cash no matter what is probably what you really want to do. And then if you want to enter people into a prize once a month for caregivers that have come on board and stayed more than 30 days, that's totally up to you. But this is just one more complicated example of caregiver referral programs. But they put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, they did. And
so that's what they promote. So that's the whole. But giving out the business cards to your caregivers and saying, hey, hand this to anybody you know, is really nice. I also saw in researching this a little bit, caregiver business cards, which I know sounds kind of like to you and me, but you know what? When I was young and goofy, I'm still goofy, but when I was young and didn't know any better, business cards are a big deal to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that people love having their own business cards. It doesn't have to say, you know, just their name basically, and not their real phone number. It would definitely say the office phone number. You don't give out their personal phone number on it, but just to give them something that they can leave behind, or, you know, that advertises your company. It's got your logo, your office phone number all over it. And they can leave it in the client's house. They can, you know, hand it out, whatever. I just think that's a pretty cool thing to do. Maybe give each of them a little stack of 50. I mean, it's not that expensive. Or 25 or something. Anyway, these are, but these referral bonus cards, I give them a stack of 25. And then if they need more, that's awesome.
Yep. Yep. I think it's a great idea. We handed out business cards during orientation that had the referral, and we tied it to hours worked, because sometimes somebody will stay 30 days and not work at all. So we always tied it to, you know, after they work maybe 100 hours, or after they work this many hours, you both get this. That's kind of how we did it. And we gave them out because we didn't see the caregivers all the time. And so we gave them out during orientation. And then we had people in the field doing supervisory visits, and they kept them in their car, and they would also give them out to the caregivers when they would go to the homes.
You know, I did just not to interrupt, but I did put on their referral bonus up to $250. And I have told this for those of you who are recruiting and advertising referral bonuses, I have told folks many times, do not give the entire bonus out. I mean, you need to have a terms and conditions, and you need to be able to explain how they get it, because I mean, obviously, if the day someone's hired, you're not giving anybody any bonuses because they literally have to work. Mm-hmm. So I would give it out in increments. If it's a $500 bonus, that person has to work 90 days to get that whole $500. Maybe you're giving it out in $50 increments. I don't know. I don't want to complicate it, but we ain't handing nobody $500 just because somebody filled out an application. That's not
happening. Right. Absolutely. They have to work. You've got to get some hours first.
We have had some in the past that have done like $50 for the application. So if the person comes in and if they complete orientation, that's another $50. And then if they take on their first hours and get through their first week, and then if they work 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. So over time, they get that $250, but they're not getting it all in one lump sum.
That's a good point. Okay, so caregiver retention strategy. We talked about creating a culture of recognition and appreciation. So to help create this culture, you need to empower the team working closest with your caregivers. This is your schedulers, your staffers, coordinators, supervisors. Trust them and their experiences to recognize great caregivers that go above and beyond day to day, whether it's taking on difficult shifts, thinking outside the box, being consistent, staying positive. Maybe they help you out on a Saturday, you know, someone called out or you've got a new client. Your schedulers, staffers, coordinators, they're the ones working with the caregivers the most. I had a KPI set up for my scheduling department that they had to give me 3 shout outs a week for caregivers. I wanted to hear 3 shout outs about 3 caregivers that did something amazing because we had a retention program and you need that information to be able to shout out to them to know, because I don't know, I'm not working in the day-to-day with those caregivers. So each of our schedulers, every week, part of their KPI was to send us 3 shout outs for 3 different caregivers. And so that helps them have it top of mind because caregivers do amazing things all day long. And staffing is like, you know, like putting this puzzle together all day and putting out fires. It's not top of mind. But when it becomes a KPI and they know that the expectation is they're going to give you 3 people every single week, then they start to kind of think about it. So setting a KPI for those people might be good so that they're always thinking about it. So the ways that you can recognize your caregivers, you can send a text recognizing the caregiver directly, letting them know they rock, they really did a great job. Send a message to the team, the who, what, and why, the recognition. Nominate the caregiver to be caregiver of the month. Maybe take that caregiver to lunch. Find out a few things about the caregiver to be able to personalize the rewards and giveaways. Do they love the beach, coffee, Darth Vader, peanut butter, whatever their thing is? Getting to know them and making them feel important is going to go a long way to retaining them. So the rewards was the last piece, was caregiver reward the caregiver with loyalty and longevity. So create incentives and promote them. So their anniversaries, they hit a 90-day, they hit a year, they hit 6 months, whatever time frame they hit, that's longevity. Provide a bonus to them when they hit those milestones. Maybe hours worked. Maybe it's more about, you know, I would love for them to work 20 hours a week consistently. Caregiver of the Month nominations. Maybe there's a client review that came in and talked about how wonderful their caregiver is. Share that with them. Share that with other caregivers. Put it in your caregiver newsletter. Maybe it's a safety thing. You know, they went a whole 6 months and there were no incidents or safety problems at all. Recognize them on their birthdays. Ask them for feedback. What could the rewards be? Bonuses or a point system or a bank? Maybe they get a raise. Maybe it's a personalized gift or spa day. Maybe they get promoted to be a lead caregiver or a mentor caregiver. Maybe they get an extra paid day off. Announce them in a stand-up or in the newsletter or in social media. They would love to see, and have to get their permission first, but they would love to see their face in the newsletter and on your Facebook page. Most of them would absolutely love that. And they will tag their friends so their friends see that they had this acknowledgement. So all of that is also elevating the career. So all of these things are going to help with retention. We have a retention program here at ASN. I personally use the program. I was a customer here before I started working here. And what we found throughout my 15 years of experience, and then this survey actually said the same exact thing, is the first 90 days after a candidate is hired are critical for retention. If you can get a caregiver past that 90-day hump, they're going to stay. as long as a caregiver stays. You know, I don't know how what the average length of time a caregiver stays, but getting them over that 90-day hump is crucial. So during that time, you need to increase recognition, communication, support. They need to feel a sense of belonging, a sense of value, a sense of loyalty. And so what we've done in our retention program is the first 90 days, they're going to get a text every week from your office. Every single week, there's going to be a text, and that's automated. I had a person doing this at my last office. We had two people, actually. They were called caregiver advocates. And every week, they were supposed to call all the caregivers under their 90-day window and check in with them every single week. And then we would have a call off. A bedbound client was needing care, and the caregiver called out. Guess who went? Caregiver advocates. Did the calls get made? No. And they started getting behind and behind and behind. And pretty soon the whole program fell apart. So the texts are automated. They're going to go out whether there's a call off or not. So that's the great thing about it. So the first 90 days, everybody gets a text every week from the office and on their birthday. After their 90 days, all of your caregivers get a text every month on their birthday and on their anniversary. These texts are not about the office. We worked with Home Care Pulse. Our first survey came back from the caregivers. And you know what they said? They said, you only call us when you want something. I mean, we just felt sick about that, but it was true. We called them because we needed their CPR. We needed their TB. Can you work Saturday? You know, can you just stay three more days? I'm looking for someone to replace you. We didn't call to see how they were ever because there's just too much going on. It's not that anybody did it on purpose. It doesn't make us bad people. It's just the nature of the business. So we knew we had to turn that around. And that's when we started the caregiver advocate role. So these texts are written in a way that encourage the caregivers to respond to you. This will engage them and help them feel appreciated and connected to the office. They want to feel out of any, you know, any kind of employee I've ever dealt with, caregivers more than anyone need to feel like they're a part of something bigger. They want to be a part of that office, that community. And we send them out to clients' home all alone on an island by themselves. I mean, that's really essentially what we do. It's just the nature of what we do. So they need to feel connected to the office. So shout outs can also be done via text through the retention program. So these are just some samples that go out. They get a text and an email, hi, and then their name will autofill in here. I was just checking in to see how your first shift went. Please feel free to reach out with any questions or concerns you may have. I hope you're having a great day. And here's another one. Hi, I was just checking in to see how things are going. Are you okay with your current schedule and current amount of hours? If anything needs to be adjusted or changed, please feel free to reach out. Have an amazing day. We can also have, you know, like National Caregiver Day. We can have a text go out to everybody for that. These are some real texts that went out to some of our clients, caregivers. Yasmin, happy 90 days. And this is the name of the company. We're so glad you're here. She liked it. And then she said, thank you. I'm glad I'm a part of the team. Latu here. And this is the company name. Just popping in to see how you are. Are you liking the schedule and clients you have currently? Do any changes need to be made? Yes, I really do like my schedule and my clients. Thanks. Gina, happy birthday from all of us. And then we have the company name. Take time to celebrate you today. Thank you. I'm getting my annual mammogram. Does that count? And then the recruiter said, way to take care of yourself. And she said, thanks. You know, she's feeling special that we reached out and said happy birthday. And then we were happy that she's taking care of herself. So that's it for the retention. Do we have any problem or any questions or anything like that right now, Valerie?
No, but Lisa's charming in. She's charming in. She's charming, but she's chiming in. We would frame the newsletter that caregiver was announced as caregiver of the month and give with other personalized tokens of appreciation, a gift card, drive coffee or lunch to them during a long shift, et cetera, drive for coffee. And that's awesome. I mean, I've always told, and I know this is hard because they don't always come into the office, but I always have told our clients over 15 years, when you have a caregiver of the month, oftentimes the caregiver of the month picture and a little like three sentence description will be shared with us. And that's for the client's newsletter and for their socials and all that stuff. So what I tell people to do is get in the car and go to where they are and let them know this is happening, that they have been chosen as caregiver of the month and that you're going to meet them at, you know, ABC client's house or whatever. So they don't have to drive to you. Right. And when you get there, give them a spring bouquet of flowers. You can get them at the grocery store for, you know, 10 bucks, 15 bucks. You don't have to spend $1 million on flowers. Give them a spring bouquet of flowers and a gift card or whatever you're going to do, and take a picture of their smiling, beautiful face with those flowers and that gift card, and then send us the picture. So that may not always be possible, but if you can get a picture of them holding whatever it is and their smiling, beautiful face, either in the office or you go to them, that is a wonderful thing to send in. And they are feel appreciated when you hand them flowers or chocolates or whatever it is you think that will go over best. And I don't know, I love the pictures of the caregivers with a bouquet of flowers and a gift card. I mean, all of them are ladies, but not every lady gets flowers a lot in her life. And it is very nice to hand them a bouquet of flowers. So anyway, and it's cheap and easy. It's an easy smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would say too, that I get these texts because I was one of, you know, when we were testing this out, of course my phone number went in there a gazillion times to test out the texts and the automation and all that. And I get happy birthday and thanks for working for us for 90 days. And I mean, I'm like, oh, that was nice of me to send me. But it is nice on your birthday to get a little text from someone you didn't expect to wish you a happy birthday. And it does sound personal, and it does sound like somebody's really texting them, you know, individually. So anyway, to me, this is a wonderful program. Whether you spice it up with gifts or not, it's still a nice way to go.
It is.
Dawn Stone said that is so meaningful and personal.
Maybe yeah.
We need to put Dawn on the texting. Dawn Stone on there, so she gets a lovely text and some flowers.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on, we went through already the April and May handouts, and so there are some new people here today, and so I thought I would just go through it quickly again. For April, we've created this. You put a little hole in it, and you get 6 to a page. You can swap out the phone number and the logo. And it just says, April showers bring May flowers. Just like these wildflower seeds, we will spring into action when you have a home care need. The link to get to this document is here. There's a Google link and a Canva link. So the wildflower seeds, there's a link to order those. You put them in these bags, the white bag, there's a link for that. We talked last time about printing your logo on labels and just sticking that to the bag. I know some people are tempted to get bags ordered with a logo on there and to just look like super, super professional. The social workers don't care. It's almost like the more homemade it looks, the more special they feel. They feel like you went out of your way to make this for them. That's how they feel. They don't want you to be polished. They don't want you in a suit. They don't want everything to be polished and perfect. And so they appreciate the effort. And when you've like just slapped on a logo label on there, the sentiment of it is just different, and they appreciate that. So I would put the wildflower mixture in there. This little tag is going to be hanging off the bag. You tie it maybe with some twine to the outside of the bag, and it's hanging there. Here is some spring candy you can throw in there as well. You can get spring candy anywhere. This, I just thought this was cool because of the colors. So that's something really fun for April. This is also for April. Your peeps really brighten our spring. And so again, you put a little hole, you have your bag, tie this to the bag. And then we did find some peeps at the Dollar Tree, $1.25 a piece. I think there's 5 in there, and you're off and running. So those are 2 things you can do for April. Remember, you're supposed to see your referral sources every 8 to 10 days, and it's not always going to be a face-to-face. You shouldn't expect it to be a face-to-face. The face-to-face should happen monthly, though. So you have to leave something behind, right? And you want to be more than just this home care person. You want to be a friend. You want to be a partner. You want to be more than just business with them. And this helps you to get there, to do things like this. In May, Nurses Week is May 6th through May 12th. So you get 6 of these to a page. Again, punch a little hole through here. You've got your Google link, Canva link, swap out the logo and the contact information. These are some things that I found on Amazon, and nurses love these pens and highlighters, and they'll attach it to their badge. They always walk around all jingly. They always have like a heavy something attached to their badge. So this could be the heavy something. There's a link there for that. And then these are very cool too. This is different. This is something they can put their keys on. And all of these talk about being a nurse. And so you could do one or both of these in the bag, and then just attach this to the outside of it. So that's celebrating the nurses. And then Mother's Day is also in May, and we're not saying Happy Mother's Day to them. They may not have children. So just celebrating mothers in general. We just have a group of moms there. Again, 6 to a page, put a little hole, attach it to the bag. And these are some lotions. I think they're like 89 cents a piece. None of these things are going to be expensive. Expensive is not the way to go. You start trying to buy their referrals, they will quickly quit seeing you. It needs to be inexpensive and more about the thought behind it and just being, considerate and thinking about what they might need. And so the link to the lotions are here. The link to the bag again is there. And then Valerie, you want to go through the social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did April Fool's Day. If you're going to do that, do something cute and easy, not something that looks too crass or something. Don't do what I would post. Fred. Oh, by the way, Fred says it's so important to not say Happy Mother's Day to everyone unless they are a mom.
True.
Very true. Some people get all kinds of, and also here's something along the lines of that. I think everybody in this group probably knows this. Do not ever ask a woman if she's pregnant. I don't care if she's 9 months pregnant. When I was 20 years old or 21, I worked in an ICU and I weighed like 110 pounds, but I always had a little pooch. Now my pooch is way bigger now. And people would ask me, if I wore my scrubs not tucked into my pants, people would ask me if I was pregnant, I guess, because I was around that age. And I would be like, no, I'm not pregnant. And then one time as a nursing supervisor, I was moving a woman on OB from one room to another to give her a fresh room and clean up that one for the next mom who was delivering. I didn't know why I was moving her. I just knew the staff came up and said, can you come help us? I said, yes. I came up. And as I'm moving her, of course, I didn't know she had already delivered. I said, well, when is your baby due? Oh my God, she had already delivered. Never ask a woman if she's pregnant, ever.
Fred says he made that mistake in all caps once.
Yes. Oh,
that's
yes.
About it. Everybody, if you are going to do it to me one time.
I'll tell you what, no one who's ever asked me if I was pregnant ever asked anyone else that ever again. I guarantee. I said, let me save all the women in your life for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Don't ask that question. So anyway, okay, so back to this. So April Fool's, keep it simple and fun. This was a simple, fun one. Happy Easter. Not everybody celebrates Easter. Let's just keep that in mind. Some people are going to be celebrating Passover. So make sure you know your clientele and either post both or just say happy spring. And that would be fine for everybody. I don't think anybody gets offended either way, but if you know that your clientele is more, you have a mostly Jewish community or a Jewish clientele, then you definitely want to include happy Passover. But welcome and hello spring, or welcome spring and hello spring is good too. April 9th is Easter and April 6th through 10 is Passover. So it is over several days. All right.
Okay.
Is that everything? Oh, May. Here's a happy Nurses Week. You can do whatever you want. And then happy Mother's Day. If you're our client, you're already going to get, maybe not these posts, but you're going to get something similar. We always say happy Nurses Week for our clients. We always say, we usually do Easter and Passover, unless a client lets us know that one or the other isn't appropriate for them. Then we will cut it out of their social media posts. And then we always do happy Mother's Day. So there's that.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. So the next mastermind is March 31st. Does anybody have any questions, any suggestions or topics for another time? Any challenges you're going through? We have some time still. So if there's anything
Folks, if anybody wants to chat or ask questions or not specific maybe to your program, but anything in general you want to talk about for the next few minutes, or we can call it a day either way. Going once. Oh, no, I know.
Oh, you forgot. You forgot your yes.
Yeah, we got to see who's willing to do some celebrations here. Okay.
Which one do you want to do, Valerie, for April?
Let's see. For April, let's do April showers, bring May flowers.
Okay.
Or let's. What's the next one on there?
The peeps.
The peeps. Oh, I love some peeps. Some people hate peeps, though. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do April showers, bring May flowers.
Okay.
Here is the April marketing gift bag. So here's the deal. Every month we pick one or two organizations to receive a marketing kit in the mail. And basically all that means is that we are going to send you enough stuff like this to serve maybe somewhere between 30 and 50 people. It may not be enough for you, or it may be too much, and that's okay. You can eat all the extra candy. But you have a commitment. If you want us, we draw names. So if you are one of those people who will absolutely, yes, without fail, go out and market and take pictures of the gift bags that you've put together and show us what you've done so that we can share those ideas with others. You don't have to do it exactly the way we have it presented here. But if we send it to you, we want to make sure you're sending us back pictures so that we can share it with others. If that's you and you know you're going to market out there, you say yes in the chat. Yes in the chat. Helena just said yes. Yes, 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 yes. And everybody who says yes is put in a drawing. And my kids will draw some names and I will let you know when the stuff is on the way to your office. And usually I send it out enough in advance, you know, a few days in advance or a week in advance, or as far enough as I can get my act together anyway. So you have plenty of times. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's Nina.
It's not
Don. Oh, Nina must have gave, or Don must have gave Nina her login. Oh, hi, Nina.
Hi, Nina. Yes, Nina, we'll put you in the drawing. Sorry. We called you Don. We thought, oh, Don's chiming in. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, Nina. Okay. So yes, just say yes, 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 yes.
Do we want to do May today too?
Yeah, let's go to May.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much.
May we have Nurses Week.
I'm thinking
celebrating mothers.
I think we should do Nurses Week because
okay.
I'm a little, you know,
biased being a nurse.
Yeah. So also, I mean, we'll do our best to send you what's in these pictures, but if for some reason they're sold out or whatever, you might get something a little bit different. So if you are willing to do May, I need another yes, because we're going to draw names twice. Yes, yes, yes for May. Da, da, da. For Nurses Week, I will send you enough stuff for somewhere between 30 and 50 nurses. And, you know, that may be too much, but you can hand them out anytime and you don't have to hand them to nurses if you don't want to.
Rebecca said, St. Patrick's and Social Work Month ideas are a hit. I sent you some pictures of what we did.
Oh, good.
Rebecca, would you want to share? Are you wanting to talk at all? Are you feeling like talking?
You have to unmute. But I will put your name in twice.
Sorry.
She is.
The microphone. Yeah, I know. It's been great. Thank you so much for all that help. I'm running around today for St. Patrick's Day, and people are loving it. I'm becoming the holiday fairy. Someone told me that at one of the hospitals. They were like wondering where if I was coming this week.
Oh, that's wonderful. So they're expecting you now. That's awesome.
I know. There is an expectation because I've been dropping off St. Patrick's stuff last week and this week, but hitting a couple of last minute places today. So they were very excited to see me.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Hopefully they'll send some referrals this weekend. We'll see.
Yeah, start paying attention. I always noticed my referrals would go up the following week. I would see a bump in referrals. So it's important to like pay attention to that because it usually does equate to referrals. Okay. And the Social Work Month also is going well.
It's going well. I'm going to probably focus more on that next week and the following week. I was doing St. Patrick's first and then social work. And for social work, I don't really go everywhere. I usually hit like the hospital, the rehabs, you know, the places where the social workers are. So I was leaving that for the second part of the month, but I have done a couple of places. And I know our team is also doing it. So we print all these things for everyone in the team. I give them some ideas of what to do, some of the links of things they can buy as well, since everyone have their own budget. So it's been great. And we have branches in other areas and franchisees. So I've been sharing that with them. Good. So I really appreciate your help with this. I know I'm always asking you ahead of time, but if we could look into like either June and July soon, that would be great, because I'm already printing out things for Nurses Week and the PEEPS things. And it helps, especially for us, that we have branches and franchisees in other places to get a little bit ahead.
We'll do June at least next time, maybe June and July. I think it helps too to know what you're going to do and what you're going to focus on. And sometimes when you're out running around in your personal life, you see something that ties in with what you're going to do anyway. So it's just good to have it planned and ready and assembled and off you go. So yeah, we will definitely get that out soon.
That would be great.
I think what we probably need to do for next time is go through all the support tickets and gather up all the pictures that we can find that people
have sent
in. They've probably posted on their websites, but we haven't gathered them for this specifically. And then just go through and show everybody what people have been doing. And then June, I mean, there's plenty of stuff besides Father's Day, but I know that's a big one. And then also July is pretty easy with, 4th of July, but that we have some Canadian clients. So we need to find some other things to celebrate in July as well. We try to pick one or two things that aren't the usual. Something that people will say, oh, I didn't know that was today or whatever. So anyway, yeah, absolutely. We'll work on June and July, but we need to gather up all of our samples and show everybody what other folks have been doing. It's always
a great creative people in this group. I've seen some really cool stuff. So that's awesome.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think that's it. Thank you, Rebecca.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Anybody else out there got anything? I see Nina says Health Awareness Month. Yes, we do.
Yes, that's what we will definitely look at that for June and July.
There is an Excel spreadsheet that has, I think we've talked about this in the past, if you missed it, 12,000 different things you can celebrate. Not all of them are appropriate for anybody in some cases, but it does have days, weeks, and months, and all of the healthcare celebrations are in there. So yes, we do have a list of all of those if you need them. They are inside the portal, and I can also repost it again in the Facebook group. And by the way, if you haven't joined the Facebook group, and I know not everybody's into Facebook, but if you want to get everything faster, or some people love joining the private portal because everything's way more organized inside the private portal. I would recommend that first. But if you want to join the Facebook group, there it was. Go back one. There's the private portal. If you want to join the private portal, you should already be enrolled for that. But Facebook group, you have to request.
Yes.
Angelina says she has something to share. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I went to event, that's our friend's event, and I sent pictures. I will explain to the lady to put some weight, face, whatever. So there were some challenges that I saw, and there were some opportunities, and there were all kinds of things because it's my first time. One thing I found out was that no banner that anybody brought was able to be put upright, which was all wavering, and we had to help each other. But the event planners put all the agency companies all around each other, and people will send their other people to come and ask you how much you charge, pretend as if they are patients. It was kind of funny. And also, The other thing I found was I decided there were 50 plus going. So I decided, well, if I put a candy in a bowl and they were happy, and then I thought, oh, let me give them water. So I came with an idea of wrapping all my business and the flyers around the water. So you take it, you will take it. You will see it on the on the pictures I sent. So you take it, you have the flyer. And what I learned that day was that a lot of the seniors do not have social media or website, or they don't go into that. So my flyer has about the services we provide, and so inside it, I just wrap it, and they go, "Oh, can you give me your phone number?" I says, "Right there." So I show them. I found out that the business card wasn't important to them. So I wrap it up and I go, even if you don't have a website, look inside. Everything we do is there. And if you need more, call the office. So that was very, very, was good. The water that I was wrapping went so fast. And then I was hungry, so I went to McDonald's to get something to eat. And then I brought muffins, like $15, and I put on the table, one box at a time. And they would come in and they'll go, "Would you like to share a piece with me?" And I'll go, "Well, find a friend and share with them." It was fun. So what I found was we can advertise when we go to event with cheap money by going to Costco, get a bottle, and wrap whatever you have said around it. It has every information they need to. And it's easy to present. And what I was, I bought magnified glass that if they could not read, they can use the magnified glass to read it. Well, it walked away.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Things. Next one we're going to do, I will know how to make it cheaper by just getting maybe water or magnified glass and wrap my business card or something. And they love it. Everybody love it. There was also something I learned that day that I will share with everybody. So we have a program that I have designed that will take you to the doctor's office. And it seems like everybody wants to hear that, taking you to the doctor's office. Then I will tell them, well, you need to have about 2 to 3 hours because picking you up, taking you there, register and everything. If you let us know ahead of time, we can make all the arrangements so it's easy to get you there. And then I explained to them that would be eyes and ears, whatever, for you. And they were quite, almost, people were so intrigued. And most of the ladies were saying, "When I read, I don't know what to say." And I said, "No, we got your back. We got your back." Mm-hmm. All these things, I said, yeah, it all include your package of care. So just give us what you want to know or share with us ahead of time. So when we go and you allow us to come inside, we'll be your eyes and ears. We will not interfere with you. But if there's something that we think is missing, we can ask. We have 10 questions that we can ask, or we can print it out and give it to you to ask your doctor. And they thought it was amazing.
Wow, that's great.
Are we allowed to give, are we allowed to put a video without the person consent?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Because there was a lady who came and said she has an eye problem and she could not, she has not scheduled because she doesn't know who is going to take care of her. And I said, if all you need is 2, 3 hours or 4 hours, and if you are standing to 5 hours, we can split the hours into two. One is to take you there, bring you home, do all that you need, and then maybe come back the next day to help you with the drops and stuff. She said, well, I have put it off because I didn't know how to get it done. Who will help me? So as we are explaining to them of our services to them, they feel more connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One problem also I couldn't find solution is that the emails were, you could not read their emails. I couldn't read the emails.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for filling us in on the things that you're experiencing. We appreciate it. Anybody else have anything else they want to talk about? Lisa says, yes, advocate for them at the doctor after to maybe take to the pharmacy after if needed with a med change or addition. Yes.
That's great. Yeah. Good advice.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Our time is up for today. And if you have any other questions or anything, just send it to support and we'll help you out. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.